Yeah. Time goes by. About a year and something ago, we preached that. Do you feel the anointing on that message out there? Oh, boy. This planet's getting shaky. I want to get off of it, don't you? And what's not going to shake up is going to fire up. Now, tonight, I got a little time here. I'm going to take a little time if you're new here tonight. I'm going to pray for the sick a little bit. It's kind of hard sometimes when you're not preaching about faith to turn right directly and pray for the sick. But with God's powerful gifts and being the Lord and not me, and if you agree in your heart just a little bit, no matter what you need from the Lord, He is the great physician. He is the great miracle worker. Amen. Now, we'll get a few in here tonight, about 8 or 10 of you. And you haven't been prayed for and you're suffering. If you've got a cancer, a tumor, I don't care if it's outward or inward or wherever it is, arthritis, the heart troubles, you've got any kind of allergies, it doesn't make any difference. Problems, mental problems. Come on down here in front for a while, will you? And we're going to pray for you here. There's one thing I'm going to tell you. We're in the midnight hour, God told me. And that cry, you remember in Matthew 25? Behold, at midnight, there was a cry made. And it was in an hour I preached this morning that they thought not. And that's the same hour we're living in today. Now, we got enough right here, and we're going to pray for you. You new people here tonight, if you're new and you need salvation, the door is open, but it won't always be open. You come down here if you want salvation. Get right in that line, and I'll shake your hand, and I'll guarantee you'll feel God. When I get through talking to you, you'll feel His presence, and you come on if you need salvation. We want, and if you're new especially, come on, get in the line. All right. Come on down here. Amen. What you want? Well, hello there, Ernie. How are you and that little baby?
Fine.
If I ever seen a baby that looked like another fella, it looked like you. I'm telling you. I looked at that, and only prayer could produce a carbon copy. Amen.
Well, it started over there.
It may change and go to looking like her more. I haven't seen it lately.
She's lucky.
All right. Come on now. Let's go.
Okay,
the prayer's great.
Oh. Yes. Okay, I've got a messed up my elbow somewhere.
Well, I knocked it out when I hit it there. All right.
It's been...
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
You messed it up. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Well, I did something to it.
Yeah, all right. Jesus.
Jesus.
Aaron, he's going away for a while. He's going to go up fishing, I believe. I don't know what all he will do. Now, Lord, you maketh the body, the arm, and everything. And I command it by thy great power and your great love inside and all the power. I command the arm to be made normal and strong again. Put all the bones and muscles back together. Let the vitality of the Spirit begin to move all over his body. Now, I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit now. Up and down his arm, Lord. Take the weakness out of his arm and let the blood flow in his arm and reach out in the audience to all circulation problems and all problems with arms and legs. And I command the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to move. Now, that light of the Lord is everywhere there is faith. If you've got faith, that light's right with you there. Move. He's beginning to shake me even. Praise the Lord God. And take all pain. Strengthen him. It'll come, Ernie. It's all right. Move your arm up and down now. Begin to believe the Lord. And touch his family, Lord. Bless them all together. And protect them in Jesus' name. Happy. Rejoice. How's that feeling now?
That's great. Is it getting better now?
Oh, yes, sir, it is. It's
it's
going out. Thank you, Jesus.
Your man don't want to go up there half-armed, does he?
I did something to it at work or something.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you.
He'll be all right. Okay, next. Your Lord, hang up. Praise the Lord.
I want the Lord to help me with my eyes and with squall.
You having problems with them. All right, do you want me to pray? Now, I can clear that right up, but it's up to you to hold on to this miracle. You know Jesus loves you, don't you? Amen. And I'm going to pray and he's going to touch your eyes. Lord, oh my. Already according to you, those guys are healed before I could even touch them. Clear up the eyes and Lord, in her schoolwork too. Help her in her schoolwork and that she can see and know how to do it better. Right now, release thine anointing and touch the children's eyes. And touch them everywhere and all of them in school, Lord. It's tough on them nowadays. But we're not going to be on this earth very long. We're going to depart. Woo! I command a spirit in her eyes right now. Open them up and let her see clearly. What's happening? Do you see different now? Oh, yeah, she says. I'm going to back off here before I can get out of light. How'd I look to you now? Did your eyes clear up?
Tell the audience.
Yes.
Who done that?
Jesus.
Now, can you hold? And you know what? You look more definite in your eyes and more sure of yourself. Don't let some devil come along and knock it out of there. Amen. You just rejoice. You go tell your mother and father to help you with this. She got it. Give the Lord a hand clap.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. How are you?
The Lord's been healing my heart, and I just wondered if he wouldn't finish it.
Sure. Sure. He gave you a whole new heart. I've had him put hearts in, they've cut out part of the heart.
Yeah.
And they go back. In fact, sometimes the doctor will give an operation on somebody and take something out, and go back and x-ray to see how it's doing, and they find out that God gave him a new lung or something to scare him to death, you know. And that fellow, just a while back, he was healed, and the guy says, well, I can't find it no more, and I know it's in there, but I can't see it no more with the x-ray. And the guy said, no, I prayed for it, it's gone. Well, he said, I don't understand all that. Okay, your heart. Jesus, the Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. That's what he told you. And you know, he'll run away with you if you want it to. But you can just take control of it. Now, I command a new heart. New blood vessels, new veins. Lord, you created the heart and the body and all. And now create the heart. Make a new heart. Let her feel different in her heart. Let her breathe different. Let her feel strength from that heart. Let it pump. And let it do its job properly, Lord. And take all fear. Take all nerves out. And let her feel the quaking and the power of the Holy Spirit that loves her so much. You know what? You say, why was I created? He loves you. You might have made a via somebody else getting here, but it was God's love that put you here. Amen. Because he wants to look at you again. Now let the anointing be upon her. Touch the hearts in the audience. Make them all new. Oh my, what an experience. All down there. How's that feel?
I can't talk right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breathe, take a nice breath. How's the heart feel?
It's been better all the time, but it's...
Sure.
I think he's done now.
You think he's finished it?
Yeah.
Kind of anxiety, isn't it? Kind of. All right? He'll calm you down. Now, let me pray for peace, and your heart will take care of itself. Lord, let her control herself and her heart. Give her peace that passes all understanding. Get alone quiet with you each day, just a little bit. And that quietness, Lord, is going to make all the difference in the world. Anxiety has to leave when she praises you. Quietly, as she praises you, all the tension must leave right now. She'll go sleep on me up here. God bless your heart. Hey, that's great. Miracles are real. Well, you made it one more trip.
One more trip.
Trip, sure. Okay.
Right shoulder on the inside seemed like it hurts, and I want strength from the Lord. And then my ankles was where I couldn't hardly walk.
Yeah. Well, boy, you sure got a lot of miracles. Let's tell them about them, huh?
Yeah.
She got miracles from paralyzed eyes, from shoulders, from bones, and she's getting old, and she can still come up the stairs. I'm telling you. I'm just going to hold on to you. Don't take, you know, I can talk to you and heal you to Jesus. And Jesus got a record of all you people.
Yes.
And to him right now, you look like a beautiful young girl.
Yes.
And when you go to heaven, you won't look old and all that. You'll be vibrant. Boy, you'll look so young, you'll say, my lands. And people think, we go to heaven, we're all going to look real old. No, he's going to bring us back. We're going to know one another, too. And you're going to be a vibrant young woman. And just so beautiful. All of them will out there. Every one of you out there. Black, white, every one of you. All of you together. God's going to make you beautiful. Watch and see. I know. Because I got a little glimpse of him. And he's telling me about it. Now, touch her inside and out and her back. Lord, like you give her other miracles. And strengthen her. Even in this life, he will renew and give you strength and power. And I'm going to put my hand on your head here. Right here. Lord, touch her right now. Let her feel that anointing surging inside her back. Burn it up. Let the anointing inside and out strengthen her. Oh, my. Now, reach in the audience and touch him. Woo. Now, that's really potent now. Anyone would carry you off here in a minute here. Did you get to feel all that? Boy, she said she did. It was Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. He's with you. God cares no matter what age. God bless you.
I need help from the Lord concerning my families back in Nigeria. Both my immediate family and my distant family.
All right, we're going to pray. That's wonderful. It's a long ways from here, but he's already there. Yes. he didn't have to leave here either. Yes. You know, that's something, isn't it?
Yes,
he didn't have to leave here, and he's already there. That is supernatural. Jesus. Touch the family in Nigeria. Bring them together by a supernatural miracle. I know sometimes it's divine providence, Lord. It takes predestination many times, and other times we see it happen overnight. Now, work a miracle for this man. You know my heart, Lord, and I've been seeking you. And I want you to do favors for all the people that's been waiting. Every one of them just been waiting, Lord. And now work a miracle, and they that wait upon the Lord, saith the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength, and they shall mount like eagles. Wow. They shall run, they shall not walk. And they won't faint. At the end of time, when I call them, they'll be gone. Remember Elijah fainted a little bit? He got him up. Now, Lord, touch all of his family and let him feel the anointing. Unite them together, Lord. Work a miracle. Go before him and let him feel this anointing right now. How precious it is to be under the presence of God, not under man. How did that feel?
Wonderful.
You feel good now?
Yes, sir.
You just keep the victory. Keep praising the Lord, and I'll keep praying with you, too. Give the Lord a hand clap. He got a family. He wants to see his family. I want him to see his family for the translation.
Man. Yeah, I wanted to pray for my family, too. Because my family is in a place called Belize in Central America.
In South America.
Central America.
Central America.
Yeah.
All the same to me.
Yeah. And I also want you to pray for my business. I'm a cab driver.
You're a cab driver?
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Also, I want to thank God for, you know, giving you to us, you know, and really digging the word and, you know, bringing the revelations to us. And it really makes me happy, you know, each time I come and I get the revelations and, you know, because many things I read in the Bible I cannot understand, but when I come in here, I get them and I go home happy, rejoicing in the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Great. Lord, he's got a family in Central America. Right now, move by thy great power. Strengthen every one of them, Lord. Let them feel their prayer that we're praying here. Let them feel it there. And let him feel the anointing upon him right now. Work a miracle, Lord. And any unspoken request in the audience, work a miracle for them. Let him feel this. Bring it to pass. Touch his cab business, Lord. Help him in every way to provide his needs. It's like you did the woman when Elijah appeared. She never run out. He'll supply your needs. You always have something. I believe you. Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. Hi.
Hi.
What you got with you here this time? Is that a little boy that broke his shoulder and we healed it?
Yes.
Okay.
He was jumping on the bed and he did it again.
He jumped on the bed?
Yeah, with his brothers, and I don't know, he must have fell or something. I don't know how it happened. And
this one on the other side this time?
Yes, and I want that one prayed for.
Okay, let's put it back together, son. You want to pick him up, big boys around here now? Can you pick him up here? Wow, that's sticking out, isn't it?
Yeah.
His bone is sticking out up here. Boy, I'm telling you, you get rough, don't you?
Yes, turn.
Does. Yeah, come here. I remember that side, we cracked when we prayed for it. Now touch Mama. Ma,
oh, yeah.
Lord, touch her and give her the faith in her heart all the way, right now. Now, Jesus, I command the power of God upon this little child right now. Put that bone back in his collar, right here. I command the bone to go back together, Lord. Put it in its proper place, and work a miracle immediately. that it'll be normal and take all the pain out of this little child. And in the audience, if there's anybody that's got broken bones in their body, put them together. I command the bone to go back. Move back into position. God, the great creator that loves you. We have faith, Jesus. We believe it right now. Make it whole, every bit whole. Oh, my. You feel that, sonny boy? You don't feel no pain now, do you? You got any pain in there now? Is there any in there now? Okay, now, let mother see this right here. See, it's going back in there.
Yeah,
it is. I can see it right from here. Can you feel that right there?
Yeah, it's gone down.
It'll keep moving until it... I don't know how he done that, but he pushed the whole thing upward. Let me see my hand there for a minute. I could feel it going in my hand here. Hey, son, do you love Jesus? You believe he's doing that, don't you? He only knows one thing. He's that's straight ahead, so you better ask him questions that mean this. Any more boys out and I want to skin up? All right, touch him right now. Went back the other way. Now it's going back. Do you see it go back the other way? It was out this way. It's going back the way it's supposed to go back. God bless your heart.
From the Lord, too. You know, I want him to lead me the way he wants me to. And in my school, it's just been real stressful. And I really need, and my body's been weakened, and I need the strength in my body, too, you know.
You're going to school.
Yes, and it's...
Jesus, do you relax? Lord, it builds tension up in this old body and nervous tension. Lord, let thy power come inside of her, the great comforter. Oh, how that thou can take the stress out. You can make her just so tired, and she can just feel relaxed, Lord. And relax her every day, Lord, as she praises you right now. Touch her. Be with her in Jesus' name right now, Lord. Take all the anxieties out. Make her a new person. If you're in the audience and you have anxieties, they've got to go. Woo! My. Hey, you go to sleep. You'll feel tired tonight. I'm going to make you tired. And wear out, Lord Jesus. Amen. And then help her in all of her school. Hey, where that little boy? Is he'll jump again? All right, now. There he is right here. How do you feel now?
Oh, I feel great.
You're back. He got you. He got you help.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're back. All right, praise the Lord.
I haven't been to a doctor for a long, long time, Brother. And now I feel I have a very bad corner. It must have a root there. And I don't want to go to a doctor. Maybe I'll have to, but if you pray for me, I believe the Lord's going to...
Okay, you got a cold? You got something bothered, you mean? Okay, we're going to pray. Okay. We're going to strengthen that. All right. We're going to do that for you, and you eat right. Okay. She said, I haven't been to a doctor in a long time. And it's right now, Jesus, strengthen her blood. Strengthen the innermost part of her body and her faith in her heart. Let it grow powerful off of me. Let my anointing surge through her body. Let her feel the confidence, a confidence that only comes from the Most High. Right now, Jesus, touch her. Take away all the symptoms she talked about. Lord, renew her whole body. And let the anointing do the whole job right now. Flash in and out. The fire of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll tell you what, you got a real pretty shiny jacket on up here, but if you could see the Holy Spirit, my, how many colors he can break forth in. How beautiful he is. And he surrounds his people with such magnificent beauty that the world is nothing. Remember this morning, cast a pretty shadow. It's nothing compared to what God has got. Now, whoo, my. Well, thank you. Thank you. How do you feel now?
I feel very good. I'm happy.
You feel happy and very good. And I'm not sick. I believe that. Amen. Give her a hand clap. God bless her heart. Go away. Faith. Faith is great.
I haven't been feeling good for quite some time now.
it's been one thing after another, and I really need a touch from God, both inside and out.
Yes, all right, we're going to do that. Touch this little baby here first. Touch it, touch it, touch it. There it is. Lord, come up a little closer right here now. Lord, she hasn't felt good for quite a while. And I command the goodness of the Spirit, for God's good. All the troubles and problems, Lord, and the worries, and all the fears and the things of this life, and the cares of this life, I command them to depart, and anything inside deep in the soul to come out. And let a refreshing power, a bubbling of the Holy Spirit bubble up in her. Let the great Comforter begin to move, and let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to guide. In Jesus' holy name, oh boy, there he goes. Fire and power. Ignite. Now he'll flash inside your body, and you'll feel the power of God everywhere. Release her, Lord, from all of these things and let her be happy again. Let her rejoice, because her strength will be found in your joy and praise right now. Ooh, my, my. Clear up everything that she has on her mind and heart. Go before her. Supply her needs, Lord, and be with her. I'm taking a little time with you people tonight. I'm going to get you on your way. Amen. Same thing in the audience. Every one of them out there. Oh, how do you feel? God, oh, my. Huh?
I feel warm all over. Right. I feel very good.
You feel like you got home, huh?
Thank you very much.
Well, you look a lot better now. It just took that burden out of there, didn't it? They're real burdens. How many of you believe that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. I want you to stand to your feet tonight. You know, I've got a pretty coat on here tonight, don't I? You know what? Somebody, different people, and this will be off of record here. They sometimes send me finances, you know, but I've got quite a few clothes since the 70s, and I've been wearing them. Can't buy them no more. Amen, like that. And somebody kept, you know, sending me money and saying, I want you to buy you some with it, you know, and I keep putting it in the gospel. And I keep putting it in the gospel. Pretty soon, Curtis went and got me this coat with some of it right here. I don't know what it looks like. I don't make very many moves. Oh, I did quite a bit of that, but anyway, I decided I'd just talk a little bit about it tonight here. How many did you really feel the power of God? Maybe. I believe the person on the East Coast, maybe we just leave that on there, you know, and then maybe they'll know that I finally did something. Amen. Now, if you unite with me and you believe God yourself in your heart, and you just hold tight. Now, a lot of people try, and that's okay, but if you just have just a tip, just enough of faith to set him off, you're going to get what you want. Can you say amen? And we're going to pray. Now, we're going to come down here together, and we're going to pray a mass prayer. And I'm going to pray for every one of you. And you new people that are here tonight, God's going to bless your heart, and you will be blessed. And you probably saw the television advertisement. Don't sell it short. This decade is going to run out of time. Come on down. Amen. I forgot to tell you, but all you people, every one of you people that come and go, and we have different people coming and going here, and all of them together, maybe some of them not here tonight, I want to thank you for standing behind me, because I've been doing some work for the Lord and in the nation, so forth like that, and writing and praying and really seeking the Lord. And most of you have been so kind, and you followed up right on through as if I was right here. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. And I'll tell you one thing, I won't forget you. If I cannot remember your name exactly, I will know who you are when I get through contacting God. And God will bless your heart. Amen. I want to thank you. We got people from all over the world that come into here. And they get here for a little while and they jump in and they help. And I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody that's been behind me. And I know this, that God is not only behind you, he's in front of you, he's over you, and he's guiding you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. All right, let's go on now. Praise the Lord. Well, what more can I say? If you cannot believe God now, how can you ever believe the Lord? He's really great. And you know, it was at a time, Job was quite a wise man, but yet when he got through talking to the Lord, he considered himself kind of foolish, that he didn't know anything. But it was when God began to tell him about the greatness and the creation that Job's turnaround began to come, and then he was healed by a miracle. Now I'm going to pray for the sick tonight, and we had that film to kind of build your faith instead of a prophetic film sometimes we show. And if you're got incurable diseases or anything wrong with you, like cancer, a tumor or something, a heart problem or anything like that, or you got any mental problems, we don't care what it is. Jesus is the one that's doing the healing. If you're new here tonight and you come to be healed, you got allergies, it doesn't make any difference, it's been bothering you, we're going to pray for it. It doesn't make any difference what kind of incurable disease. We leave that to Jesus, but we must have faith, and we believe together, and he will do it. And if you haven't had a chance to get up here just lately, I want some of you to come on this side, and you young people are welcome, and the children are welcome, and the older people, all of you are welcome. And if you're sick and in pain tonight, and you're suffering, I want you to come to this side right now, immediately, begin to move, and let the Lord know what kind of faith that you have in what you just heard, because it's really real. All right. Begin to move now. And most of all, if you need salvation or you're not sure of your salvation and you want the Lord to save you and you want him to come into your heart, I want you to come on down here and stand on this side over here. We'll get about probably 10 or 12 of you tonight. Come on and hurry now. Come on down here. And you hadn't been up here for a while. Here they come. Yeah, little boys. Look, amen. God will heal you. You got any stomach troubles? You have any kind of heart problems or anything like that? Why, the Lord really moved for you. Amen. Any afflictions in the back? Hey, we got three up here tonight. Come on, come on. Any more of you sick? You got an opportunity here tonight, because I'm not here all the time. And you can come on up here. Amen. God bless your heart here. Woo. Here, let's see what we have here. And you'd like the Lord to touch you right there? Amen. I believe God's going to do that right now. Lord, open up his head right now. You know, there's some grown-ups out there. I know you got back trouble, and you got allergies, and you got sickness. You better get in that line, because I sometimes, when I pray several times in a row, I don't pray. Generally, we get a lot more than that. I guess that faith sermon was so powerful in faith that you can't come up to match it. Well, I would. I don't think you have to do anything. All I have to think you have to do is to make an act. Amen. God will do it. Son, begin to breathe through your head and show those people out there what happens when God touches you. There you are. But we've healed up. Come here. Can you breathe through there now? Yeah. Who done that for you?
God.
God done that for you, didn't he? Whew. We generally get a lot of miracles right here. Maybe we've got most of them healed in here tonight. But mostly, we did some television advertising. I mean, boy, we got some phone calls on that, and people were saying, man, all kinds of noticing about world prophecy. What's going to take place in this decade, finishing out the decade and everything, and they let us know about it. And if you're new here tonight, do you want to come up here? We don't only give prophecy, but we pray for the sick and believe God. What do you want, son? And you heard in here, and in your tongue, and then in each side of your mouth there? Are you ready for God to take that out? Yeah, you look like you're a little torment here. And, you know, he loves the little children too. Now you look right straight at me, and we're going to take that pain right out of there. Are you ready? All right. Jesus, I command the pain in the tongue and around his mouth there. Whether he bit it or whatever happened or he fell, Lord God, it doesn't matter to you. You can create it right back. Work a miracle. And then those in the audience that have any kind of pains in their mouth, Lord, they must go. Thou art the great creator of all the earth. And you have created everybody, Lord, and you can heal them right now. Loosen this boy. Touch him and the ones in the audience here. Now, son, I want you to start moving that tongue around that mouth and the teeth. Lord, touch his teeth if he needs his teeth fixed, too. You do it. Now, right now. Now, move your tongue around there. What's happening there, sonny boy? He's doing something. He just let him alone here. He's trying to figure it out. Did that all leave there? How long were you troubled with that? A long time? Look straight up here. Let me see what that. Let me see. Open up your mouth here and let's see. Yeah. Now, feel. Is all the pain gone from there? He said, yeah, all the pain's gone. Is that an amazing miracle, sonny boy? He said, it sure is. You can now talk to his folks about it. They can tell you more about it than what I can here, right? Now, amen. What would you like Jesus to do for you?
I want to get help.
Oh, boy. He's a schoolboy. He wants to get help from school. Lord, help him in his work and all the other little children. They put such stress on him and strain to make him study. And it's hard on him sometimes. Jesus, let your power come upon this child and those in the audience, Lord, and help them. And I command the power of miracles upon him right now. Let him feel the anointing. How do you feel now, boy? Fine. You believe you're going to try your best too? Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello there, brother. How are you doing? Amen.
Pretty good. I got troubles in my legs. The old devil really gave me a hard time.
Yeah, you know, I was heavy like you, and I had trouble in my legs, too. Okay, but that don't matter.
We wouldn't play much football.
No, sir, that's right. Come here, I want to pray for you. Oh, Lord, now, Jesus, there's probably 40 people in the audience that's got maybe more with leg problems, probably 50, at different times. And I command the power of God to strengthen the legs, Lord. And one time he had an accident, Jesus, in his legs too. And go on in and do more for him right there in his bones. And strengthen him right now. In Jesus' name. Now reach out in the audience, Lord. Take all the pain out of the legs in the audience. And all the hurting. And mend those bones and body. Mend the muscles of those that need to be mended, Lord God. Straighten them all out. Strengthen his legs. And let the power of the Holy Spirit come upon him. And Lord, take any tension out of his body that would drag him down, or any burden that would drag him down. And let him be lifted up and light in Jesus' name right now. For he is a great God. Oh my, how wonderful he is. He's the God of the veil. He's the God of his people. Amen.
Jesus. Huh? Oh, that feeling great.
Why, isn't that something?
My pain was really bad. It was hurting bad. It don't hurt now.
Oh, God bless your heart. You look good here. God bless your heart. Good. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good evening, Brother Finzi. I just want prayer for my spiritual life. I consider that I'm sick in the spirit. That's why I consider it, because I'm not doing I don't feel I'm doing the much I'm supposed to do.
After that message you was telling them out there tonight. And it's such great, powerful faith that just kind of, it just kind of, for a while, just stopped him, didn't it? Amen.
I just
knew
I was sick. Woo.
You're going to get something here. We're going to do it. All right. Lord, you know, every word that he told me right now, and Lord, all the things on his heart, his future is in your hand to the latter, right until the time that he will see you and talk to you, Lord. Everything is known. Nothing shall be hidden. Now touch him, Lord. Meet every need in his heart and the guidance in his life that you provided by providence, Lord. You're going to guide him. Satan may try left. He may try right. But, oh, Lord, you're everywhere. Amen. I command the power of the Lord to come upon him and meet every need and everything that he spoke about, Lord. For thou art the great one. One of these days, and this planet is going to be able to see a sight when they see the one that created it. They're going to wonder, oh, why couldn't I see that? Why couldn't I see that? It was on the tip of my tongue and my heart that I believed that way, but I just couldn't bring myself to it. But God is real. Now, how do you feel?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I feel happy now.
You feel happy?
Yeah, I feel home. I feel back home now.
You're back home now. That's right, boy. I'll tell you. We're just passing through this place here. Jesus said that this is not, he was not of this world. Amen. It's not. He'll come back later. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Really great.
Yeah.
I just want you to pray for me. I have some pains on the side here.
Well, we'll finally get everything cleaned up on you, won't we? All right. You come up here and watch him go. Hey. All right, you in this country here. These people travel, some of them, thousands of miles. New people in the audience listen to them. And I believe it took him 2 years to get here. And it's worth it. Amen. To be in a place like this, if you just able to sit and soak it up, you get more than you bargained for. Amen. Now I'm going to pray for the pains in this side, and we're going to believe the Lord. Jesus, you were wounded in your sides for his side, by whose stripes we are healed already. We believe it is manifested. It is ours. It is given to us. Satan lies. Satan says other things, but it's ours. We've got it. And we've got our miracle, Lord. And I command those pains, the hands of the Lord, put your hands where those pains are, Lord, in his sides, and take every one of them out of the muscles and every one of them out of there right now, and let them all go everywhere. They must disappear. And then the audience, Jesus, any pains in the audience, we're going to take them out of there. We're going to deliver thy people before you call them up to heaven, Lord. I believe that God has called not only me, but you people. Get these people delivered, but they're going to get out of here. They're going on up in Jesus' name. Now, go ahead. Go ahead. Breathe in there. How's that feel there now? Bend over.
It's gone.
It's gone. He said, it's gone now. Now that's God, isn't it? Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Well, I had him tied up there. How are you?
Pretty good. But I've been having a lot of pain and stiffness in my back, and it don't hurt all the time, and I'll be okay when I go home from work, and then if I sit down, I stiffen up, and sometimes in the night I wake up, and it's really hard to turn over, and it's just like an attack.
Yeah, there's a... Okay, yeah. The oppression, Lord. And you went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For you were anointed. Now I command the anointing to go into her back. Loosen her back up completely, Lord. And allow the power of the Holy Spirit to put the muscles and bones back in the proper place, Lord. And a relaxation and peace to come upon her. And let her rest in the name of the Lord. Assure in her heart with an assurance, Lord. And surely you'll watch over her and be with her and her family in the name of the Lord Jesus. He will take you through thick and thin. He will be with you like nobody else. Touch her, Jesus. Ooh. Now in the audience, you people in the audience, sometimes at night it's hard. Touch them, Lord. Ooh, my. Ow. How's that feel?
That feels pretty good.
That felt pretty good, did it? Give the Lord a hand clap. Boy, he's really great. How are you?
I'm blessed. My son goes to the 7th grade middle school, and I want him to have prayer for adjustment. And I have like a little slight back problem. Also, I want prayer for myself because I'm excited, and I don't know what I'm excited about, but I know God's going to really do something, so I just want
sure,
to...
Sure, I'll pray for you back. Amen. Let's believe God. Oh, Lord, how great and how wonderful you are. Put your hand on her back, Lord. Loosen her from all the pain. Ooh, praise God. And let the anointing be upon her. And the Spirit of God, Lord, begin to guide her. Ooh, praise God. As she witnesses, she tells people a lot of times about the Lord. Thy great power, Lord. And touch thine audience with the freshness, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, how great and how powerful. Lord, in her heart, special request. She wants to be closer, and she wants to come on, Lord God, and help you. Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap. You get in there. Hang on to him. Praise. Jesus. Praise. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's coming. He's coming soon.
I want to testify first about my granddaughter. She was in an awful car wreck.
You know what? You know, I can talk in tongues, and you can hear the tongues on us. But did you hear him? He's coming. He's coming soon. You never know where it comes from, prophecy or where it comes from. But when he talks, and people, you know, they want to put the Lord's coming off. As far as I'm concerned, he's here already. Amen.
Anyway, she was in an awful car wreck, and I called for prayer for her. She was given up to die, but thank God she's all right now.
Okay.
And also my brother-in-law was in California, and when the earthquake struck, it threw him out of bed, and it frightened him so bad that he had a stroke, and he's in the hospital. He needs more prayer. On my back, Brother Frisbee, it's because of when I was younger, I had an operation, and the muscles aren't right, and it makes my back hurt.
You can put them muscles back there.
Praise the Lord, I'm still here, enjoying all these messages.
You look good. Yeah, you look all right. Amen. You do. Now, Lord Jesus, touch her right now. In the back, put the muscles back together in place, Lord God. And let the anointing be upon her right now and the people she asked prayer for. And let the power of God go forth, Lord. Make all things new. And let the presence of God be powerful and touch the people in the audience out there tonight. You know, people say, Lord, I want a revival. Oh, Lord, send a revival. I've sent a revival. What are you doing about it, saith the Lord? What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Praise God. Get up and shout the victory. That's right. God bless your heart. We're in revival, boy.
I feel kind of weak through my back and off my system. I pray the Lord to strengthen me.
Lord, supernaturally strengthen him and physically strengthen him, Lord God, in the back and all parts of his body right now. Anybody in the audience that needs this, you're going to get to them right now. What power? The power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Listen. How?
Also,
how
do you feel? We'd like a lot better. I'd also like a financial miracle for our home. I really feel a lot better. Praise God.
Oh, just you want more of God down through the line. Okay, now, Lord, anoint him and help him in every way that you can. And I'm sure there's some in the audience who wants to go deeper in the Lord. And by thy great power. And what an hour. What an hour. To get in deep with God, because I'll tell you what, when we get in deep with God, we're not coming back out of that deep water. We're going on with him. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Okay.
I have a lot of problems with my friend that I babysit right now. Her name is Regina, and her little boy is Kyle. And I get real stressed with him because I babysit him, but I want prayers for both of them because they don't know the Lord.
Baby.
Little boy is 7 years old. And then my daughter, Sherry, she has bad allergies. And Timothy, I wrote them over here, so I won't forget it. And Timothy has bad allergies and asthma. And so my husband and, well, our family has allergies, so God knows what.
Come on up here. We're going to touch you. You're going to feel his power.
My son, Mark, too. He has asthma, but he's doing better now.
You're doing like school children. Let me see your hand. She said, I wrote it down in here. I want to forget it. She's like, that's good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guarantee you the Lord saw you write it. Now, Jesus, all of the people, and Lord, maybe even some she forgot you know about. I want you to touch every one of them by a miracle, Lord. Let thine hand go forth, Lord. And touch the little girl, the little 7-year-old girl, by thy great power. Put your hand upon her, Lord. And let the anointing light begin to move. And touch this woman and let the Spirit of God come upon her in a great way. Right now, Jesus, help her in every way that you can. Building her faith in her heart. Through tests and trials, old Satan will try to tear it down, Lord. But I command an upsurge in her heart of new faith, new power right now. In Jesus' name, how wonderful thou art. Ooh. Yeah, she says, I know, pretty soon you go over. Yeah, all right, there she goes. How'd that feel?
It feels good.
Yeah, she staggered around there. It was pretty good. She felt it. All right. Amen. God bless your heart.
I want to dedicate him to the Lord.
All right. You just got this little baby here. You know, I was away a little bit once in a while, and I come back here, and pretty soon I have a church full, won't they? Amen. All right, we're going to pray for this little baby. I'm going to touch her. Here's a mother, Lord, that suffered and had this little baby in travailing. And touch her right now. There's nothing closer to a mother than a little baby that she loves. And touch her heart right now. And I dedicate this little baby to you, Jesus, because you're the creator of all things. Touch the little baby, Lord, and take care of the little baby as we dedicate it to you forever and ever in Jesus' name right now. Touch it, every part of the body, Lord. Let the anointing come through the body. And let out that great power, Lord, and may the baby love you. I know that you love the baby in Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, what great love God has for his people. And old Satan will go and do all kinds of tricks to you people out there to make you think that God doesn't love you. And you're supposed to use your faith and just wade right through that, because believe me, There's no greater love than what God has for his people and his babies. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. I know that he makes it rough. I want you to stand to your feet. Amen. Every one of you. Now I'm going to pray a mass prayer here. How would you like that service tonight? We're getting ready. He's getting ready. He's going to move. And I'm going to pray. We unite together. You may not need too much yourself, but you, I don't know of anybody that don't need something, don't you? Everybody needs something. But you unite together, and as you begin to believe in your heart, you'll help somebody next to you. Somebody will help somebody else. And a united prayer is powerful. And then I'll begin to pray with you. And when we do, we just want to see like a supercharge of God's power all over this audience. And remember, he loves his people, and he loves to hear them praising. You're created with a mouth to praise the Lord. Come on down.
Every one of them, wow, praise God.